is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The temperature is flaming hot on the final weekend of campaign 2024. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes is with Kamala Harris in Wisconsin.
On the tarmac at the Dane County Airport, Vice President Harris accused her opponent of taking his language to new extremes.
He has increased his violent rhetoric and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney.
She was referring to this moment in Glendale, Arizona, in which Trump took aim at Republican Liz Cheney.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, this voter says Trump's words do matter.
I believe that when people speak like this, they ought to be put into a parochial school and be punished for it like a 15-year-old would be.
Trump's comments in Arizona have that state's attorney general looking into whether he may have broken the law there. Liz Cheney tells the New Yorker that she hopes former President George W. Bush will endorse Harris. Bush has criticized Donald Trump publicly. Cheney's father was Bush's vice president. Bush's daughter Barbara has campaigned for Harris. Georgia's role in the 2020 outcome has elections officials concerned about what's ahead there this week. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley says they've beefed up security in the Savannah area.
The current climate in America and the divisiveness that can exist around the current election. So we just wanted to make sure that we were providing a safe atmosphere around all the polling locations to the extent that we can so people felt comfortable.
The rain and flooding in Spain's Valencia region has already killed more than 200 people. Rescue workers looking for survivors. The BBC's Bethany Bell is there.
Volunteers are out in force, battling the mud with brooms and spades. Others are helping at food distribution centers, handing out water and milk. Many people here are worried for their family and friends. One local mayor warned that many of the upturned vehicles on the streets could have people trapped inside them.
The region received about a year's worth of rain in a matter of hours. Tens of thousands of runners will hit the streets for the New York City Marathon tomorrow. They include Patty Ortega, who's only started running just 3 years ago.
This is my first New York City Marathon, which I'm really scared and nervous about. I just ran Chicago a few weeks ago. I survived, and I'm ready to do New York City now.
Ortega says she started running to improve her own mental health after her son was diagnosed with autism. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So this new Dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
New prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Japan's government says it's planning to build an automated cargo transportation system from Tokyo to Osaka. A computer-generated demo video shows big wheeled boxes moving along a three-lane highway. Trial runs for the real thing, set for 2027 or 28. In Australia, new research links air pollution with peanut allergies. Here's reporter Scott Maiman.
The study comes from Australia's Murdoch Children's Research Institute. It's found exposure to air pollution from birth increases the odds of developing a peanut allergy, but there could be an easy fix.
Families can certainly take steps to reduce their child's air pollution exposure.
Associate Professor Rachel Peters, who says a walking or cycling path needs to be carefully considered.
They could choose to avoid major roads.
She agrees air pollution is a societal problem, but anyone can make a special effort.
They could switch to cleaner energy sources in their household.
Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain late tonight, a low around 48. And rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 63. Rain and thunder Sunday night, a low of 55. Showers and storms Monday, breezy 68.
Right now, 35.
Working my way back. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. And sing
freedom got its hat. Find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim. Things
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts, or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
get around,
I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
WRJN. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ignoring established federal law, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned two lower court decisions and allowed Virginia to continue its purge of suspected registered non-citizen voters. News outlets have since confirmed that eligible Virginia voters were among them. Virginia is the latest state which has pushed such purges without adequate investigation to support a national GOP narrative, sweeping up American-born and naturalized citizens in the process. The National Voter Registration Act prohibits any purges within 90 days of an election. Virginia Public Radio and NPR have already found eligible voters on the list who apparently checked the wrong box at the DMV and now have had their registrations canceled. A similar purge of over 3,200 purported non-citizens in Alabama was halted in federal court in October. Court documents showed over 2,000 of them were valid U.S. citizens and eligible voters. In Texas, after Governor Abbott trumpeted that 6,500 non-citizen voters would be purged, the Secretary of State's office found only 581 were registered illegally, according to the Texas Tribune. Even more alarming is the Supreme Court's willingness to ignore established federal law and render a decision which, at the very least, has an appearance of partisanship, and worse, what that appearance could mean for post-election litigation. We have links to checker registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Walk up to the preacher And let's say I do, then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Flowers everywhere. sun broke through.